Blog Talk Radio.
Black House. Black House. Gilroy. Molotov cocktails, I brought a match.
Light it.
Let's play Griffith. Tweet about that.
Yeah,
I'll never burn down my neighborhood.
No.
But downtown Cleveland,
Cleveland's
really good.
Yeah,
Dan Gilbert's commercial. See the horseshoe.
Yeah.
Me and my posse bound to come
through.
We'll make like my brothers in Cairo.
Yeah.
It's Ashmere Jackson.
Jackson
through the front door. Tell Mayor Jackson, I'm in defiance. I wage war on this piece of land. Guardian angels, their pastor angels,
the
big cops praise at a precinct rally.
Yeah,
month after they killed Senator Melissa.
They
I got your ear.
Melissa.
You better listen.
Listen.
You better not ask me the reason why.
I'm tired of black folks dying.
Black killer black. They go to jail. Cop killer black. They never see jail. I'm the wrong man to have a CCW.
Everybody for tuning in to Al Porter, Man in the Streets, chapter 4, verse 30. And that man is easy to understand. M-A-N, abbreviation, acronym for Music Activism News. And the number here for those online looking at the number, hey, you can do just like that 216-205 phone number did. A call in will get to you very shortly. You can call in at the 646-478-0944 phone number. That's 646-478-0944 phone number. Claimers. Oh, wow, I'm looking at the 216-486 number come in. So let me give you all three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pens, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me, direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take the time to see what's on your mind. Hey, the creator allowed this show to be in existence, and it's everybody's show because everybody has a thought. Top 10 from a Monday to a Monday before I get to the phone calls. Starting at number 10, working my way up to number 1. Hey, we're going to put up there the Latino Festival. More on that later on. Number 9, debuting the Huff Festival. More on that in just a little while. Number 8, debuting OPN, Oppressed People's Nation, OPN ENTs, Bikinis, Bars, and Barbecue. More on that later. Number 7, the debut of Unity in the Community Festival. More on that later. Wow, we got a lot to get to later on. Number 6, debuting Nina Nicole Wednesday, 9 p.m. What's the 118th of Detroit Symposium with artists galore. Number 5, moving on up, my man Solomon King. Number 4, moving up, Black House Sounds. Number 3, moving up, Never Ignorant, Getting Goals Accomplished. Oppressed People's Nation, Minister of Information, King Swisher. Audio Mac, he has that album out, which has so many different artists on there, including myself. The Revolution will be heard televised. Number 2, moving up, my man Gambino Red. And a big jump to number 1, the Black Man's Army theme, which has E-Max, Sergeant Major Stokes, Sheriff Kilroy, Weather Blasting This on Ada Avenue and Lakeview, University Circle, Party in the Park. Over 5,000 people have heard this song. And just think, before this past weekend, you had about 3,700 people hearing it just in the streets alone, blasting on the bus. I want to also take the time before I go to the first phone call to let people know that's how you get rid of certain things and get, you know, you stay on track. That the blackonblackcleveland.com is the official website for Black on Black Crime Incorporated. You can also Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. at Alfred Porter JR period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. I also want to give a shout out to Vanessa's Fashion. She won last week, $20 cash. There's a lady out there by the name of Sister Susan. She won money courtesy of HGS Music Entertainment for her calling in to the Art McCoy radio show. And since I'm giving out little bits and pieces of information, I need to let people know that the Art McCoy radio show is Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. And while I'm giving out that little bit and pieces of information, people may be interested in knowing that Mondays, 2 a.m., well, you missed it anyway, Mondays, 2 a.m. on an early Monday morning, Cleveland Standard Time, Ohio Hip Hop Awards, the Butters radio show, which is on 91.1 FM, WRUW.org. Wow, they've been at it for 10 years now. And I also want to throw out the Black Man's Army and Black People in Progress. Don't let anybody fool you. It's not just the Al Porter Jr. thing. This was a concept that came up from Brother Tino for the Black Man's Army and Black People in Progress, August 14th through 16th. We might even modify a couple of those days. It's like a $300 cash prize raffle. Brother Tino has that worked out real well. Auditions will be held August the 14th through the 16th from 5 to 7 p.m. Location 14715 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio. You can register now. One of the best ways to do it is to register with Alfred Porter JR period Facebook. For more information, call Al Porter 216-804-7462. Rappers, singers, poets, producers. The hip hop culture is in a state of emergency. Music that we grew to love as our own is being took over by commercial industries. Record labels that have no love or connection with the culture are exploiting and soliciting our sales product. They promote sex, guns, drugs, and violence to youth a prophet, leaving a trail of death and decay. And we've seen the negative effects that this has had on our black youth and refuse to be silent anymore. My man, Brother Tino, laid it down by letting people know that they're looking to build an army of dedicated artists to fight against these corporations. Positive, conscious, and educated artists that bring a message of hope isn't enough. We're looking for artists that can be leaders and positive role models to our young black generation. If you believe that you can be an asset to this vision, have an open schedule to travel, perform, and participate in weekly meetings, then please come to these auditions. All right. With that being said, I think I've talked too much too early in the program. So to keep everybody from being bored to death, let's go to 216-205. That's 216-205. How you doing out there?
Hey, I'm doing blessed, and thank you for clicking me in, Mr. Porter. Me and the boys are checking out the show. We enjoy, you know, every week having you do this. We're very blessed to have you. And if it's not too much, can we get a player tell the truth throughout the show today?
You know something, I'm going to do my best to look that up for you. I thank you so much.
Hey, we want to make sure everybody be at the hip-hop workshop, so make sure they know.
Okay, then. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. You know something, since that was just, and that's called respect and loyalty, because sometimes people can work with you and they're like, I'll check you out later on. And my man, HJS, definitely checking out the show. Before I come to that 216-486 phone number, some things are definitely jumping off. So with that being said, where do I want to go from here? As I get ready to do my best to find that tell the truth, I want to let people know that this weekend, you can join the Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Hip Hop Workshop, First Ladies Dynasty, and others at the Huff Festival Parade. Now, it starts off with a pancake breakfast, 9 a.m. at 89th and Huff, Thurgood Marshall Rec Center. Then feel free to have your signs, banners, flyers, and line up at 11 a.m. for the parade through this classic Huff area. It's a New Day at Huff Festival. That will be this coming Saturday. And just line up at 11 a.m. I'm not even going to say what time they say this is going to start off, because just line up at 11 a.m. Then August 1st, the following day, that's a Sunday, August the 2nd, join the same cast of characters, no pancake breakfast, but it's the Latino Festival Parade, 11 a.m. Definitely, that's around the 16th Superior area. They have Black Man's Army and several other people line up for that parade, 11 a.m. to the alcoholic-free pina coladas, as well as the meat pies, and that's the Latino Festival Parade day itself, and that's coming up. I also want to thank the creator because, you know, I've been vice president of Black on Black Crime Incorporated almost 10 years. And by moving up to the new president role, a lot of people are asking, what does it mean? Not a so-and-so thing. Because placing a title on a person won't change the actions if that person is already working hard to push the group forward. So I'm very honored by that, but it's not something that will be the biggest change for myself. So I'm very thankful on that. I want to also go back in time just a little bit and tell people before I even take the next phone call. Real quick, if you let me get this out of the way for about a minute and a half, Cleveland, Ohio, FBI raided Biggie's Food Mart on East 55th. Seized cash, ammo, two guns, and although they arrested no one, well, Rocky River Police, they did take in one worker on an unrelated warrant. Store owner, who is a self-proclaimed Muslim and Palestine supporter, claims he's being picked on, but come on, people. Every last crooked store owner says that. But hold on. After 3 hours searching, the store was left to continue to stay open for business. That doesn't mean anything. He's probably guilty of something. But hold up just a little bit more. Could Abe Ayed and his store be targets of an unfair probe? This wouldn't have anything to do with a large painted mural of Cleveland police officer Brillo, 49 out of 137 shots fired from the hood of Tim and Melissa's car. Anyway, Mike Brillo was painted in a mural holding a smoking gun and a lollipop while sitting on Mayor Frank Jackson's lap. And Cuyahoga County Judge John P. O'Donnell, who acquitted Brillo of all charges in May, is drawn patting Brillo on the head with one hand and holding a bag of cash with the other. The acronym NAMBLA, N-A-M-B-L-A, it stands for the North American Man-Boy Love Association, is plastered above. You know, I invite you all to come down to Biggie's and see why he was raided. He had also painted something that upset the Jewish community a few months ago. Now, Alex E.R. pointed out that Biggie's store is close to the new Opportunity Corridor project, and they want his land. There may be more to this story after all. And before I go to that 216-486 phone number, I just want to let people know now, if you want to sit on the Cleveland Commission to oversee police brutality and misconduct complaints, go to www.clevelandcpc.org. That's www.clevelandcpc.org. Or you can get paper applications at all city libraries and at City Hall before August 6th. Let's do this, people. I imagine they might not pick a lot of people, but the more that you put in, the more that you do cause people to look at who is picked. I think I'm going to make sure that Mama Porter gets her application. I have mine and fill mine out and that type of stuff. I also want to let people know real quick, since I've been pushing out programs, that tonight at 1 a.m., Hip Hop is on 89.3 FM, Cleveland Standard Time, WCSB.org. And Saturdays, midnight, Cleveland Standard Time, 89.3 FM, WCSB.org. Coming to that 216-486 phone number. You've been so patient. How are you?
I am doing fine, Mr. Porter. I'm
that
just
is
calling
so good.
Thank you. Calling to thank you for continuing to keep after me to call a therapist, because I found out I really do need it. I did need it. And he has shown me what to do, and I know it's going to work. So I'm saying thank you.
Oh, that's beautiful. No problem. I appreciate that, and may you continue to stay safe.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
No
problem.
Now,
what do I do to win? What prize
are you giving? I'll tell you what prize we're giving.
Your brother?
I'll tell you what, that'll be a great prize in itself, and we'll be able to find all my brothers and sisters and have them on the show. You have you a great week.
Okay, take care. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. I guess if you named all my brothers, you'd have to name HJS, DJ Dollar Rock, Brother Art McCoy, Sergeant Major Stokes, Brother Ted Geary, Brother Don Tez. There'd be so many brothers and sisters to name, this show would never end. So I don't think we can do one of those type of contests. I will get out there and say that if anybody ever wants to hang up and call back again, they can. Or if they have spoke already and they say, wait a minute, I wanted to say something else, you could always bring push the one key. Now, my thing is, before I play the next track, definitely like to get out there and say that last Friday night, now remember, about 3,700 people in the streets, they heard our theme song and everybody for Black Man Army. But the Black Man's Army, First Lady's Dynasty, was at a vigil on Lakeview and Ada where the three occupants died from a home invasion. Now, soon, Black Man Army took the bus through University Circle, former Mills Plaza, Superior, Lakeview, East Cleveland, and demanded that people come out of their houses and into the streets to stop black-on-black violence, just like you deal with police violence. It was sobering that at Lakeview and Ada vigil, Channel 5 News cameramen thanked us for being out there to speak for the people. Now, did I mention that from Friday and Saturday, about 1,200 people heard our song, bringing us up to about 4,900 people hearing those tracks. Also, good news. I should let people know if you catch the BMA bus at like Huff or at the Latino Festival Parade. We do have the Black Man's Army theme song out there for donations. But along with everything, you know, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, myself, Hip Hop Workshop, DJ Dollar Rock, Mr. Milligrand, wow. First Lady's Dynasty were among the 27,000 people at the Drama Free Community Unity in the Park, where Evelyn Champagne King, the SOS band, at 56-year-old, still looking good in high heels and a miniskirt, Stephanie Mills did their thing. The VIP wristband helped me to see her up close and personal. Black Man's Army definitely was in the house there with the bus booming. And, you know, since I saw a lot of mature ladies who had what this EMAG song speaks on, I want to send this out to the community, Unity in the Park. Before I look for my man HGS request, I'm going to go up there and throw on Brother EMAG song, one of my favorites, the Big Legs remix. Be right back after this.
Hey, well, I'm in the club. In the club, in the club, looking for my girlfriend, girlfriend. She can have big legs, little legs, long hair, short hair. She can be brown skin, light skin. She can get it in. She can have big legs, a little legs, light skin, a brown skin. She can be a little girl. Get mad, cause I'm looking all around, looking for my girlfriend, and it's going down. I'm a single man, no games to play, looking at you, baby, from your head to your face, cause I like you. This is what it is. Don't you try to turn around, I'm handling my biz. I'ma get you, girl, come to me. We can go all night if that's what you like.
Well,
yeah,
in the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my girlfriend,
girlfriend, girlfriend.
Well, I'm in the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my girlfriend,
girlfriend, girlfriend.
She can have big legs, little legs, long hair, short hair. She can be a brown skin, a light skin.
welcome back to Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Music Activism and News. And that's what we do here. Chapter 4, verse 30. Man, we've been working on some things. I want to let people know that the Black Man Army meetings are Wednesdays, every Wednesday from 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, followed by Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting, 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 14715 Euclid and Lee Road intersection at the Resource Center. And shows that definitely have supported us, like you can Facebook or Blog Talk, I Am Superwoman, D Gambit Radio, Who Has the Power Radio, Miss Contagious, Bored and Restless Radio. You know, have to get those out there. Let people know that they're, it's not just myself trying to do everything by myself. That would be like a fallacy. And for those who want to check out the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show on voicesofradio.com, that's Thursdays at 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time itself. You know, looking at things that are coming up, this is something interesting that's coming up on August 25th, Tuesday, 9 p.m. Entry fee, $150. Extra $2 for any under the age of 21. It's August 25th, Tuesday, 9 p.m. Artists will be judged by a 3-judge panel. Winner gets a professional video shoot. Participants get 15 $10 tickets to make up the cost of getting involved. It's being held at the Grog Shop, corner of Coventry and Euclid Heights Boulevard. Number 7 bus goes right by there. Number 9 bus will let you off at Mayfield and Coventry. You'd have to walk. Just let you know that, so you won't say, I wonder how you get there, but nobody ever thinks about somebody on the bus. Well, there you go. Speaking of being on the bus, Man in the Streets was definitely on the bus, not the red, black, and green bus. Get into a little bit more about that later on. But Man in the Streets was invited out last Tuesday to Columbus, the Ohio State University, as Governor Kasich announced his intention to run for the presidency. Hey, I'm not going to say the good or the bad. I'm just here to give the things that I saw at the time. As 2-time Heisman winner and Ohio State University alumni Archie Griffith spoke well, Senator Sununu spoke, but it was nice that Governor Kasich pointed out that prison isn't the place. Again, prison isn't the place to be for those suffering from mental illness or drug issues, and that many black people feel the American dream isn't for them because of the abuse that they face. Now, the bus ride was great. Great meal on behalf of the Republican Party. As I wrote with Donna Walker Brown and Rhonda Hills, part of the Inner City Republicans, which I'm part of, Robert Frost, the Cuyahoga County Chair, met us down there, met the whole bus down there, actually. And I was one of those up under the Jumbotron with the John Kasich sign. Montel Williams was at the event. But here's a random thought. When I go to Cleveland Justice Center for anything, or the City Hall in Cleveland, or the Federal Building, I have to take off the steel-toed shoes, boots, the belt, empty my pockets, take off a metal necklace. So in the state of Columbus, or, you know, the state capital of Ohio, which is Columbus. So state capital is Columbus in Ohio. You would think, you already know where I'm going with this, especially with Governor John Kasich in the house. Now, I knew, like everybody else on the bus, it was like, oh boy, we're going to be searched, you know, all kind of cracks and crevices. So us Clevelanders saw the sheriff department at the front door of the Ohio State University, news crews from all over the country was there for that announcement. So us Clevelanders, we get to the front door, women pull their purses open, I put my coin holder, keys, wallet, press pass in my hat. And when we stepped up, the sheriff department looked at us like we were crazy and said, get through that door. Now, I've been to Columbus Federal Building to fight against the school levy. I've attended hearings, and it was just the same to enter because they felt they had other safeguards. So they wanted guests to feel welcome. So why in tore up and tore down Cleveland, Ohio, do they take off necklaces, rings, belts, so your pants fall off, take your phones out, even your gum, since the rapper might set off the metal detector? It's just a sad tale of two cities. I just had to throw that out there just because it was interesting. Before I do anything else, upcoming, OPN Entertainment presents this Saturday evening at 15453 Euclid Avenue. That'll be a busy day for me. Go from the Huff Festival to that. Oppressed People's Nation, People's Community Center, this Saturday at 6 p.m., Keeney's Bars and Barbecue, as OPN, ENT, and Bar for Bar, hosted by Poison Ivy and Young Smurf. Live performances include the Inner City Poets and Live from the Garage. Free barbecue from 6 to 7 p.m., $10 tickets, first round battle matches for the Money in the Bank 2015 to 2016 tournament will feature Young Vito versus referee and a few other matches. That's a $10 ticket. Now, before I find a track that I feel is very, very dear to my heart, you know, I always have to backtrack because I'm good at ignoring things. And I try not to, but I'm very good at it, so you have to almost forgive me. And if you don't, that's all right. You can blame Boogie Me. That's what we do. You can blame Boogie Me directed to at this number, and the number to reach me at is 646-478-0944. As a matter of fact, when you look at that phone number, you can use the 646-478-0944 phone number on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time for Hood Talk Radio, where Emacs in the Mindset break down international politics to a local level, and you can use that 646-478-0944 for Hood Tunes Radio, Fridays and Saturdays, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Emacs Music Business 101. There's also another show out there called Kicking It with Kim. MyLoudRadio.com, Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, 6 to 7 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time. So I had to get that out the way. Those were some necessary things that I needed to put out there because I didn't want to ignore everything before I play this next track. And I feel much better because I did get that part out of my way. I've gotten rid of a lot of announcements, but one of those things that I want to definitely let people know real quick, if I can, something that they definitely need to look out for, is that the Cuyahoga County Prosecutor, Tim McGinty, dropped charges against the five supervisors involved in dereliction of duty in the 137-shot murder atrocity, which may help expedite it since this case was to be heard originally in Cuyahoga County Court, but now Tim McGinty wants it heard in East Cleveland by the East Cleveland prosecutors to join up with some of his own. Now, the Cuyahoga County courts are stepping back, and the police defensive attorneys, they are arguing for the police and implying that predominantly black East Cleveland, with judges and prosecution that are black, will be racially biased. Five white supervisors, 12 white cops, one Latino cop, 137 bullets, two black people dead. Yep, it was racially biased since November 2012. I'm about to play this next track. I just had to keep you updated with the news and let you know that upcoming next week, I'm going to break down Teen Ride or Die Award, the 2015 Ride or Die Award next week. You will definitely not want to miss who gets that big honor and that big award. With that being said, I'm going to go to this HJS track, not quite the one he's thinking about, but since, that's right, I have to make sure that everything was on the right format because we had new music that we have to play from HJS Music as well as new music from Brother Inferno. But I want to go back and play this track featuring somebody who may have called in earlier. This song is a classic from HJS Music. Thank the creator.
My son had a lot of pressure to leave Cleveland. From ex-girlfriends to others who said you can't build a business and grow. But our Porter is too strong. And just like the creator hasn't forsaken us, be thankful the next few names haven't left.
Ballhead Fred, Sir Knock, C-Rock, Chop Shop. Crime Inc.'s Hip Hop Workshop.
Thank the creator that they haven't left
me. L Dog, K Dog, Dollar Bill, Dollar Rock.
Thank the creator that they haven't left
me. Suave, Frizz, The Log, Spit Box.
Thank the creator that they haven't left
me. Black Nile, SOTC, and Silver B.
Thank the creator that they haven't left to see.
D. Loran, X, Majestic, Quincy.
Thank the creator that they haven't left to see.
GMS, Quest, Player T, and Ellery.
Thank the creator that they haven't left to see.
Emacs, HTO, HJS, Hamp City.
Thank the creator that they haven't left to see.
Be No Good, Corrupt, and I'm Not the Name Dropping.
Thank the creator that they haven't left to see.
Ron Voigt, Tech Records, E&T's, Get It Poppin'.
Thank the creator that they haven't left to see.
Hollow Man, 3-in-1, Johnny O, and Chico.
Thank the creator that they haven't left to see.
Fatty Banks, Pastor Twan, Dave Malley, and Cleto.
Thank the creator that they haven't left to see.
Art McCoy, Brother Kahar, my sister Donna Brown.
Thank the creator that they haven't left to
see. OPN, Jail, Kevin Hurt is going down.
Thank the creator that they haven't left to see.
350, J. Lewis, 80X, Astu.
Thank the creator that they haven't left to see.
Al Fat, TKM, Ray Cash, to name a few.
Thank the creator that they haven't left to see.
Strong Arm, Poison Ivy, AUG, Miss Moon.
Thank the creator that they haven't left to see.
Grande Uno, Jazz Mark, Red Dog, to name a few.
Thank the creator that they haven't left to see.
AFM, Jack the Ripper, MJ Kelly, and Rain.
Thank the creator that they haven't left to see.
Primal Rage, Tag Man, the Breakers in the Game.
Thank the creator that they haven't left to see.
Stephen the King, Besto, Solo Poet, and Sway.
Thank the creator that they haven't left to see.
Major Taps, Foresight, Jazz Poets, are mainstays.
Thank the creator that they haven't left to see.
Mr. Abdullah, and Big E, a star.
Thank the creator that they haven't left to see.
Peekaboo and Dave Stewart took film real far.
Thank the creator that they haven't left, please.
Definitely. Rest in peace to Bobby Christina, 20 years old. Whitney Houston, Bobby Brown's daughter. Very, 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 very tragic case there. All the way around. That's why if you are close to your family, you'll have a lot of things going on. Hey, be thankful for that. Definitely. And don't take it for granted. As a special matter of fact on everything, I want to definitely take the time to break something down that happened so we can go through it and get some facts, because there's been a whole lot of misquotes and everything. I think Sister Angela Woodson, who was there, made sure to, she wasn't at what happened yesterday, but she went and dug deep into what was going on to get information to go along with the information that I had and that others had. And I thank her for doing that part. As the Black Lives Matter conference came to Cleveland, as thousands came to Cleveland State University, where Eric Garner's mom, Tamir Rice's mom, Michael Brown's father spoke, and workshops were held every day from Friday all the way through yesterday in various classrooms. Now, yesterday, as everything ended, this is how things get interesting. 14-year-old boy, not part of Black Lives, was drunk and incoherent on the health line way up Euclid, and a concerned black passenger told a black bus driver. The bus driver tries to wake the teen up so he won't stop or won't miss his stop, skip, all that type of stuff. Now, you can think, wow, black bus driver tried to wake up the teen so he wouldn't miss a stop. Incoherent teen swung on the driver. So the driver calls the RTA police. They tell the bus driver, we'll meet at East 24th and Euclid. It just so happened that the East 24th and Euclid bus stop is across from Cleveland State University, where guess who's getting out around 4:40 when all of this is happening? Black Lives Matter. They're leaving, waiting on their buses to pick them up and all of that. And they see the police from the RTA to jump on and drag the incoherent teen out, which looked bad because you have two white cops dragging a teen out, and it looked like the cops had beat him unconscious. That's why hundreds poured out of Cleveland State University, including a couple of members of the Cleveland 8, who were successful in filing affidavits in court on behalf of Tamir Rice. You had Cleveland State University teachers and professors and more, including the elders who joined with, wow, hundreds of youth who blocked off the street, and many were pepper sprayed. as they tried to grab the youth from the police when they put him in a vehicle. But finally, the youth was allowed to leave with his family. The streets were dispersed. Also, a shout-out to Sister LaVita Murray, who had a lot to do with that Black Lives movement, revolution, and everything else. Big shout-out to her. But it's very, very, that team better be thankful, because I'm sure right now the parents are like, maybe put their foot up on him. Maybe that's what he needs more of. I'm just saying, because if that hadn't happened, he'd have been in juvie. That's the way they handle it in Cleveland. They don't just turn you over. He'd have been in juvie. Juvenile detention facility, take it downtown first, then to the juvenile detention facility. So that's how that went down. I also want to, before I play something else, I want to let people know that the Confederate flag came down in South Carolina. But Cleveland Councilman Kevin Kelly, he put up a Confederate flag in the form of a document, as he sponsored and helped pass a bill where you need to pay for a permit and tell police when you're about to protest. So Kevin Kelly's new law is a new Confederate doctrine, because just like the Confederate flag, this law goes against, quote-unquote, the United States doctrine, where it says that your freedom, you have the freedom to assemble. Law is basically unconstitutional. Now, Councilman Zach Reed, Jeff Johnson, Cummings argued against it. And if I tell you in a permit, let's picture that. If I tell you in a permit that I'm coming to protest you, then it's not an impromptu. It's a pre-planned thing where the law and everybody knows what I'm doing. Fortunately, right now, the Cleveland NAACP chapter and Ohio ACLU are definitely against that, and you will be seeing and hearing more against that as time goes on. Definitely Sandra, wow, Sandra Bland. Yeah, she died behind Texas jail bars. Educated from Illinois, buried the past Saturday. Complained on film. Many people can look the name up. Sandra Bland, she died. She complained on film after a Texas law enforcement basically socked her up, threw her on the ground. Think Tanisha Anderson during an arrest. Cleveland Heights, Ralkina Jones, age 37, arrested after a fight with her husband. She was found dead in her cell early this morning in Cleveland Heights. Everybody's watching this case close, indeed. They're just watching it close to see similarities and what's going on. Before I get to one of the major news stories, I'm going to go to the 216-772 phone number. I hope this isn't one of those rabble rousers. 216-772, how are you doing out there?
Hey, Alfred, bro. Wow, this city's kicking off, man. Wow, and now we got a death in the jail. Oh, my God. Are you going to talk about that tonight? I wonder what kind of information we got about that. And isn't it crazy that Cleveland always has to rush to the forefront? You know, we had an issue in Texas with Ms. Sandra Bland, I believe. And
yes,
all of a sudden, now Cleveland's got to jump on board and become infamous again. Well, Cleveland Heights, whatever, close enough, right?
Yes, Cleveland Heights.
I don't know.
Right.
Go ahead. I ain't got a whole lot. I just wanted to listen in, and thank you. I don't know if you know anything about the arrest or the issue over the weekend with the protest. I didn't make it down there. If you talk about
no.
I apologize. I missed it.
I'll tell you like this.
Yeah.
Right. Apparently, that from what's being claimed and what's being said is that the 14-year-old was already incoherent, may have been drunk on a health line, and when it stopped in front of East 24th, the two white officers ended on board, dragged him off, and when Black Lives Matters and others came over to take a look and see what was going on, they went to lock arms and say, you're not taking him anywhere, because we'd already had so many different classes and things on police brutality and everything like that,
they were very concerned. So you had Cleveland State professors, elders, others coming outside, And next thing you know, they locked arms. And instead of letting everything go on and explaining, well, we're going to wait right here, it escalated when, of course, pepper spray is sprayed into the crowd. That was not a good thing. And after once the pepper spray was sprayed,
wow,
the streets were blocked off. You know, it could have been a whole lot worse. Thankfully, it wasn't. But we all know that if it hadn't been for the city realizing that,
we
were embarrassing ourselves. Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to de-escalate, right? And this is the RTA police. Yeah, this is the RTA police. They need to be part of that consent decree. That tells us right there, because now the Cleveland police know they're supposed to de-escalate. They know it now, right, because they've been getting trained, right?
Yes.
RTA needs to be incorporated into that for sure. That's the last word on that. I'm going to listen in. Thank you for the show tonight.
No problem. Thank you. Before I play the next thing that I'm about to play, I thank Brother Don Bryant for bringing up that one point about adding them into, quote-unquote, the, dissent decree. I thank him very much for more than he realizes. I'm going to do my best to take some time to get into that for just a little bit. But I do want to talk about Carl Dix, international speaker, spoke at Cadell Rec Center at a press conference last Wednesday to kick off a nationwide tour against police brutality right in Cleveland, home of Tanisha Anderson, 137 shots, Tamir Rice, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And Carl Dix, being a founding member of the Revolutionary Party, Communist Revolutionary Party, spent a couple of years in Leavenworth because he led a revolt against going to war in Vietnam. Carl Dix helped start October 22nd, Day Against Police Brutality, and this year after October 22nd, the masses will converge on New York on October 24th, which is a Saturday. And Carl Dix's message was clear. What side are you on, the right side or the wrong side? There's no middle ground on police brutality and murder. And Brother Carl and the CRP had local speakers speak alongside nationwide people who lost someone due to police violence, including a grandmother who lost a 7-year-old grandson when cops burst in the wrong house. And I was honored to speak there. And my message was sanity. I'm on the side of sanity because it's insane that our mayor hasn't fought the union for mandatory drug and alcohol testing after shootings, like we would be tested if we shot someone breaking into our house 49 times. We'd be tested for psych evaluations, drug, alcohol. It's insane that if I shoot a dog or a cat 49 times, I'll be arrested. PETA and the ASPCA will march. Dick Goddard will march. I'll pay a fine. But Brelo's considered a hero. I don't support that insanity. Now, the next day, Thursday, some people can't get 60 signatures on a petition. But fortunately, you had people like Don Bryant, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, First Ladies Dynasty, New Abolitionists, Revolution Books, Minister Michael Muhammad, Carl Dix, Puncture the Silent, Carl Stokes Brigade, and several other groups. We flanked Tamir Rice's family as delivered 60,000 signatures demanding the police from the whole murder atrocity of the 12-year-old be arrested and charged for murder. Later that evening, I got a chance to talk and meet with Carl Dix at the Manor House. He spoke well as he talked about a revolutionary music show. He has a copy of music that I put out, and it was interesting as we talked because we did a show, not myself and Carl Dix, but myself and the Revolutionary Party. We did a show at the Grog Shop years ago with the RCP, Suave, Ronnie B, Emacs, Shaka, Miss Chocolate Cake, and it was just an excellent and powerful, powerful message. As a matter of fact, before I even think of playing the next track, Brother Don Bryant brought up a valuable point. And I'm like this. I believe everybody should pay their fair share. It's very interesting that you have from 6 a.m. to around 9 a.m., in the morning, going to the west side, and from around maybe 4 to 6 p.m. coming from the west side, you have the 22 bus going down Lorain. You have the 26 bus going down Detroit. They become double buses, and everybody has to pay coming into the front. You have the Shaker Rapid, Blue Line, Green Line, going towards Van Aken. A lot of the people going there have their jobs, not a bad neighborhood, but everybody pays getting on. So why the hell don't they have that on the Health Line or the Red Line? That Rapid and that bus starts out in a depressed part of East Cleveland, goes through poor parts of Cleveland, and they have an honor system. My thing is everybody should pay getting on wherever you are, because the RTA police have become ticket meter maids. I've said it before, I'll say it again. No paper needed in front of me. They're ticket meter maids. They have to jump on every day, and it desensitizes and causes our people, our youth, and others to expect and think that it's all right for the police to pull you over, because they do it all the time, because they're always snatching somebody off trying to get a free ride. I'm not for a free ride. I'm for everybody paying when they get on. Before they started that so-called honor system, everybody paid. I did. Everybody paid. And you didn't have them snatching people off the bus like they have the past few years since the Health Line was instituted. So it looks like it's some sort of sinister thing to make sure that they snatch you off at different times for all kind of things. As a matter of fact, you go to an RTA or you go to court on those ticket things, you do see predominantly black, because that's their job, is to at least snatch somebody off. And if you don't believe it, just pass by Euclid Avenue on your way to work. No, just take the freeway. Pass by Euclid Avenue. Starting from, we will say, Slough Stokes Rapids all the way downtown. At some point during the day, you will see somebody to three or four people sitting on the side with police officers taking a picture of their ID, taking a picture of their face, sending it in, so that you end up having to pay a $150 plus fine. So I just wanted to point people's things out to that, because it is true, it is happening, and I'm for getting rid of the merit system. Make everybody's behind pay the same way. I'm off my soapbox now.
Black on black. Black on black. OPN. OPN. Wish fame. And they thought they were going to be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties in organized cop killings, 12 Caucasians and a Zimmerman, I'm in a Latino, sorry man, black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with them. Black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with them. Black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with the Klan. Black shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
What?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Paul Redneck has a way with words. He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. Then Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in a rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gun down over mufflers in a pop can.
Yeah.
25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right.
Nope.
They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets. They bum rushed Heritage Park in EC. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Hold it, Frank, wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. Touche. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison or system. Touche. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. Cause all the pigs in my city just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, there's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one to run up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead on all top, family grieving. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this season. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air, black power. The first pig ever did, the fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Hey, you know, as I head out of here and all that kind of good stuff, before I play the last track, which is Doesn't Make You a G from Solomon Cain, because he's telling the truth. You can talk big, you can talk bad, you can talk bold, you can talk however you want to talk. It doesn't mean that you're the toughest thing out there or the greatest thing out there. It just means that's a lot of talk. And I give him credit for making a song that deals with that. He's a little harsh with it, but I love that record. I also want to thank people. Let me see what's going on real quick, because I saw somebody call back in, and it's always nice to see what might be happening out there with the people. Hey, I see you call back in. Any parting thoughts?
478-6486.
Yep.
486. Yes, Mr. Porter, yep. I wanted to remind you that I saw earlier today that Mr. Joe Jackson had a stroke in Brazil. And I wanted you to just remind, you know, the listeners to be praying for the family.
Thank you. I appreciate
You're welcome.
That. You know, definitely have to give a shout out to the Jackson family, because it's very interesting that hip hop comes from sampling. You have your DJs, producers. They did that. And two of the biggest songs, the Armor Up, talking about the school system. Thank the creator. Jackson. Think about it. Michael Jackson, Armor Up, Jackson family, thank the creator. So that's fitting that Mama Porter would mention that. And definitely want to keep him, his family, and everyone else who's suffering, and those who aren't, in our prayers. I also just want to thank people because, you know, that first HJS album is the one that caused me to be invited to a lot of conscious programs and everything. So the second CD that I just released, I Feel Beautiful, following through on a dream that I love, and then working with new things for the third release, and hearing some things that's coming from HJS, you need the veterans out there, because if you don't have the veterans, man, hey, the little lambs don't really know where to go, but the sheep, hey, they show you what's happening out there. The old goat may know some things, but the little lamb is just out there being led to the slaughter or to the wolves or what's going on. The older goat just out there says, no. You're not heading in that direction. Don't you see the coyote's fangs and everything from that bush and this, that, and other, and the sheepdog is asleep? So with that being said, my man Solomon Cain, break it down.
Can you really prove it? Are you living a lie? Can you really prove it? Are you living a lie? Can you really prove it? Are you living a lie? Can you really prove it? Are you living a lie? Just because you have.
Don't make you a G.
Just because you saw some blood.
Don't make you a G.
Are you?
to your face, fuck a subliminal. Wanna be criminal. Talking about your choppers, put you in the hurt locker. Where my shit goes blocker. You ain't about that life, I can smell the pussy on ya. Quick to talk it out when the nigga walk up on ya. Played your hand wrong, motherfucker, you a goner. Last nigga whoopin' hit his ass with a corona. It's only fair to warn ya, no quota given. And niggas, keep it 100 about your living. A real G'll fuck you up, no bullshit. Leave you dead where you stand or dead where you're sitting. So listen real close to the words that I'm spitting. Before you get exposed and they find out you a hoe. Now everybody know, suck ass nigga, frontin' like you're hard on fuck ass nigga.
Just because you're hard on fuck ass nigga, don't